Oh, there we go. Thanks to the mischievous mermaid and the young lady from Moo Radio right here. Oh, thanks a lot. You ladies do such an outstanding show, both of you. I just love the music that you play. I always hear stuff I never hear anywhere else. And so thanks a lot for that. And you're always so upbeat and wonderful as well. So thanks a lot.
Yes,
and,
thanks.
We're moving along on our goal to 60,000.
Right. We just passed 27,000, ladies and gentlemen. And
it's a record-breaking year,
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Usually it starts out slow and burns itself out. But
right.
This year,
it's positive.
El Fuego.
Starting out slow and
El
ending
Fuego.
High.
Oh,
we're starting out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The listeners.
Buy low and sell high. All right, then.
So I want to say that the Kauai Earth Connection is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee and Kalahale Chiropractor.
Kauai Coffee Company. The Kauai Coffee Estate is located on Highway 540. Walking tour and samples of all of our coffees available. 100% Island Estate grown Kauai Coffee. More information online at kauaicoffee.com.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
That's right, and here we are. This is the Kauai Earth Connection, it is a news and commentary show. We come here every third Monday following the second Tuesday, usually, and to share what's been happening around the island, dealing with environmental issues, sitting here with my favorite Gordon.
Gordon Lebed's here. Hi, everyone. And we're glad to be here and sum up what's been going on in conservation for the last month. And we're also here to pitch you guys to send us some money. Not us, but KKCR.
Right.
You know, you're probably driving in your car right now thinking, you know, one of these days I should send KKCR some money. I listen to it all the time, and I haven't ever sent them some money. And today might be your day.
Could be the day.
Why not be the day right here?
And,
yeah. When you get home and you drive into your little carport and get out, just walk over and call
826-7771 and donate to the Kauai Community Radio, because you're just not going to hear this type of radio anywhere.
Right. And my carport's a tent anyway, so.
But you're here. You should write a check here today, Steve.
I did already.
Oh, good. All right.
See, it's already happened. Anyway, folks, give us a call, 826-7771, especially if you do listen to the Kauai Earth Connection and you appreciate the water quality report or whatever else we may talk about. Now's a great opportunity to add to the continuation of us here at KKCR, so we can continue to bring you the latest environmental.
If you're driving in your car right now, listening to the radio, you're probably listening to all the public. What do they call a mixed plate
Monday?
Yeah, all these different shows that are on in drive time are informative shows about what's going on the island. And you're not going to get that. You know, you can subscribe to the newspaper, you can listen to the other stations, but you're not going to get what you get here at KKCR. I'm talking about news and commentary.
That's
now.
Right, all our colorful news and commentary.
You know, and some of it is probably over the top. You know, I know this show gets over the top a lot. But the fact of the matter is KKCR is an institution that we really need to support. My God, a number of years ago, I was on the board of this outfit, and I was shocked by how little money they run this whole radio station.
Right, it's a shoestring budget.
Oh, my God.
Paying the highest electricity bill maybe in the nation.
In the world.
Yeah. I mean, per kilowatt. I'm sure there's other folks that have a higher bill. But
what, there are three employees here? three employees, and I don't
yeah,
think
yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Three and
yeah.
a half now.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Lindsay, the whole radio station runs on three employees. So that means everybody here is working as a volunteer.
Right.
And, you know, they're putting in their time, and it's a lot of work to put on a radio show, whether it's a news and commentary or whether it's a music show. You got to put together all the songs and stuff.
And it's not stuff you're going to hear anywhere else.
You're not
going to
hear
it. That's the thing.
You know,
and give it a try. I encourage you folks to change the dial and roll around. It doesn't take long to end up back here at KKCR. Give us a call, 826-7771.
All right, then. Let's get into it. We always start this show. This is Gordon Lebeds, and we're talking about news and commentary about the Kauai environment, conservation, and we always start this show with the Surfrider Foundation Blue Water Task Force water quality test. X-Man?
I'm the only one with a sheet.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, that's right. You only printed up one.
Oh,
okay.
So
I can do it.
Maybe you should maybe read through the ones that are considered safe and
the
clean.
Black ones.
Well, there's not many.
Yeah, well,
compared to what it usually is.
Huge numbers this month.
Yeah.
Salt Pond, less than 10. Waiohai Surf in Poipu, less than 10. Lydgate Beach, less than 10. Kapa'a Reef Surf, 10. PK Surf, Poipu, 10. Kapa'a Beach Park Surf, 98. Those are the good ones.
Those are the good ones.
That was it?
That was it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, PK's is the Prince Kuhio condo.
Where's that?
It's over down by, on the way to Spouting Horn there.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
It's a surfer spot.
So Gillens Beach is over, Luma High, Wailua, now Willy Stream, Waikomo Stream, Niamalu Beach Park, Hanuma'ulu Stream, Kali'iwai Surf, and all the way down to the big winner.
What was the big winner?
Moikeha Canal, Kapa'a.
Yeah, that's over by the steakhouse or the beef house or whatever that's called.
Oh, the bullshed.
Bullshed, yeah.
What was the number on that?
24,196.
24,000? What, less than 10 is considered safe? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would hope the Department of Health and...
So actually only three were less than 10. So that if you're going by that rule...
Uh-huh. And this is a bacteria
guideline.
Count.
Yeah, this is bacteria. It's a function of how much
Enterococcus.
Excuse me, not septic, but cesspools empty into the streams.
And cow
poop in certain areas. Yeah, but the thing about this month's report is
talking to the sock.
This month's report is it rained. And the Surfrider Foundation has a mantra: never swim or surf 24 to 48 hours after a rain. And this really just makes it...
No signs, though.
Hanumalu Stream, 2,000. Kali'iwai Surf, 3,000. All these really... Oh, my God, you know. Maha'ulipu has got 6,800. Really high counts because of the rain.
But it shows you every single time it rains, this could be an indicator of what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's the island taking care of itself. Obviously, it has to flush itself out. So, this is the way it's been doing it.
I guess.
Well, we've added to the flush. Yeah. Obviously.
Oh man, have we ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I have a.
So yeah, the we didn't do well this month. And again,
tourism's up though.
You know, never swim or surf 24 to 48 hours after a rain. You know, I used to work in Hilo, where it rains every 15 minutes. And in a case like that, we say never swim or surf after a heavy rain. But bottom line is the streams on this island are all polluted because of the cesspools. And you're going to get dirty water if you're... In front of a cesspool. I wanted to say a few things. And don't forget, this is a fun drive, and we need you to call 826-771 and send KKCR some money so that the station can keep going. One of the things that Blue Water Task Force, Surfrider Foundation, is they need some North Shore water samplers for June 11th.
Oh, June. And how do they...
Well,
if people are interested, and
the best way to do it is email surfriderkauai@gmail.com and say I want to do some North Shore water samples.
Okay.
And
is there any training that goes in, or is it pretty
simple?
No,
you stick a bottle in the water.
Okay.
Although we like you to go offshore.
Okay.
We don't want you
like
to stand ankle deep on the side.
Or?
No, we like you to paddle out.
Oh, okay.
Preferably a surfboard.
May need some skills on this one, folks, but we'd appreciate it if you
yeah,
help us out.
We're really in deep need for some North Shore water samplers. Permanently, not just for June 11th, but permanently.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you can only do it June 11th, then call, then email surfriderkauai@gmail.com. And, there's a couple more things I'd like to say about the Blue Water Task Force stuff. Carl Berg gave 3 talks this last month around the island.
Oh, I remember we announced that. Yeah.
And
how'd they go? Were they well attended?
Not too well.
Oh.
Unfortunately, but well enough. I mean, and they're on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Put them on YouTube. So
good.
If you're on the Surfrider Foundation email list, they'll put it out on that list, and you can hear Carl's talk. And the name of the talk is "Are Our Waters Polluted?" And the short answer is yeah, especially some. And the long answer is it gets complicated. But if you're not on the Surfrider Foundation email list, then just send an email to surfriderkauai@gmail.com, and they'll put you on. The other thing that's cool about the Blue Water Task Force is that Kauai Community College has donated a laboratory to Surfrider Foundation. That's really cool. So now they have their own fancy lab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for KCC.
KCC stepped up here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Glad to hear it.
And then there's a couple other interesting sidebar stories. Surfrider Foundation has been arguing for about 3 years with the Department of Health to post certain streams that are always dirty.
Because it's over the top dirty.
Always
it's not,
dirty.
I mean, it's
really
liability
dirty.
Should be
what is the name
a part
of stream
of
at Maha'ulupu that's just like off the top? Waipoli Stream at Maha'ulupu is just like
Mahulepu.
Are you serious?
yes.
So, and the Department of Health just won't do it. And they just
Department of Health seems like oxymoron.
Yeah,
if they don't.
They
when it's 6,000 this year, this month,
24,000 and numbers
that
like
one,
that.
That was the one with the bullshit.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's true.
People fish out of those things too, man.
So one
those
of the
canals.
Places that's consistently dirty is a place called Kaloa Landing, and. Kaloa Landing is a place where the skin diving companies take people and teach them how to scuba and stuff. So it's really important that people know that when they're going in underwater at Kaloa Landing that there's a high bacteria count there. And the Department of Health and the diving companies are not telling people that the water's polluted.
Well, neither is the Department of Health, it seems.
Yeah. So,
but they are going out also, right? Obviously, they're the instructor.
Yeah.
They know this, but they're still going out.
They're going out.
They're still going out more so than tourists. So.
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned about the divers, actually.
I'm a strong advocate of informed consent. I mean, if you want to go out in dirty water for whatever reason, if you know it's dirty and you go out anyway, well, good for you. That's
cool. You do, right? When you surf Pakala.
Every day I go surfing at Pakala Bay, and Pakala Bay is almost never clean. Almost never.
How was it this month?
You look okay to me.
Yeah, the thing about
it
is
a weird thing on the side of it.
It's mostly cow poop.
Yep.
Pakala is mostly cow poop.
There you
go. The DNA of the bacteria was tested, and it was bacteria from cows. But it's anyway, signs need to be said. Well, the word on the street is that somebody's going to put up a sign at Kaloa Landing.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Good for
is that
them.
Cool?
Yeah.
Will it be like
a property owner?
Oh, well, there
a
you go.
Property owner who's going to put it up on their own property.
About time.
How about it?
Hopefully
yeah.
It's big.
And then there's another guerrilla group, and this is not the Surfrider Foundation, who's trying to be squeaky clean on this deal. The stream at Maha'ulupu, the one, what I just mentioned, Waipoli or whatever it is.
Waipoli.
Waipoli stream.
Maybe. I haven't looked at it. Sorry.
Hero.
Somebody's going to put a sign up there. So that's the gorilla signs. That'll be interesting how long they stay up. But
yeah.
That's the water quality stuff, and we're just cooking along.
Speaking of which, Uncle Omishar, he called in and donated to the Kauai Earth Connection. Thanks a lot to Uncle Omishar for making the pledge.
Thank you, brother.
To support Kauai Community Radio.
Yeah.
We love him, and if you're so inclined, tune in maybe tomorrow. We'll have the weekly Om moment that was inspired by our favorite Uncle Omishar.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Yeah.
And giving us a call, 826-7771.
Remember, those of you driving in your car, when you get home, call 826-7771 and make a donation to keep the lights on, to keep the power going. And
we'll have a radio personality right here to answer the phone for you.
Yeah. It's you know, this is kind of information you're not going to get on mainstream radio.
It should be required.
Stuff.
It should be on the airplane.
It should be.
To let people know. I wonder how many tourists go home and get back to wherever they live and be like, gosh, I don't feel good, or I got this weird rash on my skin. Must have caught something on the airplane. It's like, no, you probably got on the water.
Yeah. I have a friend from California here, and he slammed his back on the reef. And, you know, you do that here at Pakala, you're going to get an infection. It just goes with the territory. It's dirty, bacteria-filled water. I have to wear earplugs to prevent swimmer's ear there. It's just always dirty. Anyway, shout out to the Surfrider Foundation chapter, Kauai chapter, because it's their 10th anniversary. And they had a big party. It was a real success. And their admission was a member, you know, to join the National Surfrider Foundation. They got a lot of new members, and it was really fun. And congratulations to the Surfrider Foundation Kauai chapter. One of many, many chapters around the country. Surfrider Foundation is, 32 years old now as an organization? And it's still going strong, and chapters are growing, and the Surfrider Kauai chapter is one of the most powerful chapters in the United States, I think. I've been involved in Surfrider Foundation since day one, since we started it and helped organize it. And I got to say, this chapter here is one of the very most effective. And I don't know if you looked at the paper today, but the Surfrider Foundation made a new project that they just launched called Ocean Friendly Gardens. It was on the front page of today's paper, and it's a really cool program, especially for this island, because it's an educational program to teach people that when it rains, the water runs off the land into the streams, into the ocean. And that seems like, duh, yeah. But there's a lot of things you can do to make your yard ocean friendly, so that when it rains, the primary thing is keeping the rainwater on your yard and letting it soak in. And that's not hard, just with some drainage ditches and some places where the water can run in on your yard and start instead of running off. And then minimizing the concrete, minimizing the concrete driveways and the concrete walkways, and the less hard surface you have, the more likely it is that the water soaks in. So if you live in a rainy, muddy area, you don't need a cement driveway. You can put these blocks that have dirt or gravel in between each other so that the water can run in instead of run off. The other part of ocean-friendly gardens that's really important is the no toxic chemicals. You know, we worry and stress about the about all the poisons that the corn companies, the GMO pesticide companies, pour on the cornfields out there on the west side. Well, actually now all over the island. But a lot of the pesticides that are and herbicides and fungicides and poisons in general are put on people's gardens. People buy these poisons, and they think they're safe, and they spray them all over their yard, trying to kill this and that and the other thing.
It's only Roundup.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, back in the day when Roundup first came out, it was, oh, don't worry, it's safe, you can drink it. And now we know it's a carcinogen and dangerous, and countries are banning it. And it's, you know, it's Ocean Friendly Gardens is a good program. So if you feel that you qualify for an Ocean Friendly Garden, that is the rainwater doesn't run off your yard, or the you don't use toxic chemicals on your yard, the Surfrider Foundation will give you a sign that says you have an Ocean Friendly Garden. Kind of like a little cool prestige thing for your neighborhood. So if you're in, if you're involved or interested in that, again, email surfriderkauai@gmail.com. So back to our reminders that we need you to call 826-7771 and donate to KKCR and help them. Help them reach their goal. What is their goal? 60,000?
Yes.
I don't know how they can make it on so little money, quite frankly. It's amazing.
It's actually our goal, but it's okay. It
could
be your goal, too.
We should raise 60,000. There's probably one person who's listening right now who can afford 60,000.
That's true.
I'm sure of it. You can just write a check right this minute for 60,000 and
poof.
Just, what would that run the show, run the station for? 3 months or something?
How often do they do
fundraisers?
We do it twice a year.
Twice a year? So. Okay, 6 months. Just write the check for $60,000. I think Dean Rogers would appreciate
it. We'll drop the mic right here.
Stop the fundraiser.
KKCR.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, no. This station is an institution that needs to be supported, and the big corporations are not going to support it, so it's got to come from you guys. It's got to come from all of us.
Yeah. And 17 years, I think that's the number, right? Swamp Daddy was. It's been around 17 years. So,
the station.
I mean, even on the meager amounts that we have collected.
You know,
we're still here.
Yeah,
you know, and Swamp Daddy's still doing a show after 17 years.
Yeah.
He's a guy who lives out in Kikaha who lives by me and
makes that drive.
I like that show.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
He does.
He plays music that you are not going to hear on
Mardi Gras Soul Review.
Yeah, it's a good show. You know, I mean,
where else are you going to get Mardi Gras music?
Yeah, you're just not going to hear it. Unless it's public radio in another community.
I don't know. Cousin Rich may throw one in once in a while. I would think
Cousin
so.
Cousin Rich plays jazz. He plays classical. Well, you know, where are you going to hear
he's
jazz?
He's pretty eclectic when it comes
island?
To that.
You're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it on the mainstream radios. So, yeah, support our station.
Give us a call, 826-7771, and a radio personality will answer the phone.
Pledge your support.
Indeed. So, moving right along here, the Friends of the Maha'ulipu have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the Chiefest School. They've been having community meetings. This is their third and last one, and I know it's almost 6 o'clock now. But
you got time to go,
folks.
You got time to call and make a pledge and then
make a pledge and then go to Chiefest School in Lihue over there by the Safeway area there, and
if you so choose.
Not supposed to say go to things. We're only supposed to say you might think about.
It may be in your best interest.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening to this show, I would think you were interested anyway. So
there you go.
Another way to further your education.
That's right. Now, Friends of Maha'ulipu are not to be confused with Malama Maha'ulipu. Malama Maha'ulipu is an old group been around for decades and has been trying to preserve that area in perpetuity, working on acquiring the land, acquiring conservation easements, etc., etc. Friends of Maha'ulipu are folks that have banded together to do everything they can to stop the building of that dairy farm over there. And they're a very high power group, very committed high power group. They're doing some amazing legal work. The group is headed by Bridget Hammerquist, who's an attorney and a former judge, and she, boy oh boy, they know the law. And what they're doing is making the Ulupono Initiative people that are funding this deal. They're making them obey the law. And that's a simple thing that conservation environmentalists do, is they insist that the laws are obeyed. And one of the laws that Grove Farm did was they started grading and grubbing.
Right.
Without a permit, and they started moving dirt around, and what happened is Grove Farm had an illegal, or I shouldn't say, unpermitted sewage sludge dump site with Aqua Engineers, where they pump out cesspools and dump it right there
in the land, maybe,
and
in the creek.
And that's probably why that stream, that Waipoli stream, is so off the over the top every time.
So it should be cleaned out then, if they stopped, right? I would assume.
Well,
they would stop and be fined, and you know,
they're not dumping the sludge anymore. The crap.
Jailed maybe for trying to be shysters and lying and all that stuff. It doesn't seem, obviously their integrity is in question.
You know, if you rob a liquor store, you're going to go to jail.
That's right.
You know, but these guys, they're going to get a little fine and say, don't do that anymore.
Right, right. If I dump my cigarette butts out in the street, I get a fine.
Yeah.
If I get caught.
Yeah, really. The Friends of the Maha'ulipu have got high-powered attorneys, and the judge agreed with them that these guys broke the law. So things are going well as far as Grove Farm and the Ulupono Initiative having to obey the law, and we're looking optimistic. They had hoped to start this dairy farm, 2 years ago, and it's still not there yet.
All right.
Yeah. All
right. Right now we got a radio personality. Celebrity Dove is right here. He's one of my favorite celebrity doves I know.
Is this mic working? Yeah. Wait, let me come over here. I'll come over here.
No, that one works fine. But
we'll come over close. There we are.
Oh, it's so much more snuggly.
Hi. It is snuggly. Well, first off, I want to thank you guys for coming in here once a month and doing Kauai Earth Connection.
Yeah, sure.
I always look forward to hearing the water quality. You know, I don't read the paper or anything regularly. Is it in the paper?
No.
Where do they list the water quality?
Just on the Surfrider Foundation email list. If you want to get it, surfriderkauai@gmail.com. Otherwise, you have to listen to the show every month.
That's right. We've been reading it off every month for
years. Well, you guys do it in the beginning of the show, which is cool. But sometimes, I miss the beginning, so maybe... having it be more in the center of it, or I don't know,
it's just an idea, but
I do miss it sometimes when I just tune in a little late. And but what I wanted to say was that this Monday from 5 to 6, are we on? Is it on air?
You're fine.
Oh, no, here we go.
Yeah,
listen how different that sounds in your headphones now. See, you don't get all that static. Yeah, I just pushed a button and it totally changed this. For the guests over here.
I pushed the button.
Right, if you keep us on program over here instead of air, then we're right.
Nicely done.
Yeah, nicely done. Woohoo. All right. Now we're right in there. Do you notice the difference?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Community radio. Here we go. We're all learning in every moment. Mixed Plate Mondays, this show slot right here, we have had all different kinds of shows, and that's what I wanted to just put out there real quick. Kauai Earth Connection happens once a month. We also have Living Sovereign, which is in this spot.
That's a good one.
And then the Bioneer Show, we play in this slot twice a month right now. Bioneers, which is a cool program.
Yeah.
On the fifth Monday, we do the CAB Show, which is all the people from the Community Advisory Board come in and they give their little reports
updates.
Community Advisory Board on every fifth. And it was the Hemp Show for a little bit.
We've had
the Hemp Show here. So I just wanted to put it out there about all the cool programming we have in this slot and all the things that could happen in the future. It's a really neat to have a Mixed Plate Mondays is what we call it, from 5 to 6 every Monday. And if you enjoy Mixed Plate Mondays, maybe you've tuned in and you've listened to any of these shows at least once, we'd love to hear from you now. 826-7771. We're doing our spring fun drive right now, and
we're off to a great start.
John just got here to answer phones,
Jazz
and we've
John.
Got Kate out here answering phones, so they'd love to hear from you. 826-7771. Support Mixed Plate Radio right here.
Thanks, Celebrity Dove.
And then I also want to put out there, what do you think these amazing food people who have already fed us?
Well, these are the folks that feed the volunteers here while they're here answering the phones and doing the paperwork. The Harvest Market in Hanalei. Hideaways Pizza Pub in Princeville. North Shore General Store in Princeville, Ono Pops, the Greenery Cafe in Lahui, Tiki and Iki in Princeville, Hanai in Kapa, Tiki Tacos, Yakadu's Bagelry,
Radio.
Kayla Coberly from down. Yeah, she's a chef down at Harvest Market. We're thanking her specifically because she's so amazing.
Right.
And also thanks to Ya for Yakadu's Bagels.
Yeah,
that's our bagel guy.
Love the bagels. Yeah. Yes, and then for feeding us today, Hanai in Kapa'a, the new grocery store, right when you pull into Kapa'a coming from the north.
It's the
right
old Kojima's.
Right, exactly. They have an amazing, cool new store with all local products, local veggies. If you're really busy and you don't make it to the farmer's market, you can go there after hours, and they have all kinds of fresh produce, all locally sourced food. It's called Hanai, and it's right on the north end of Kapa'a. And also want to thank Tiki Tacos, who also fed us today. So great restaurants.
All right. Thanks to the community for stepping up and also providing food for these people that are working hard. And Celebrity Dub with his great, cute little grin there. He's such a...
Couple of times a year, every show is like mob radio.
You know, but just remember, food doesn't pay the electric bills.
It's true.
We need that money. We need the money, honey. Send it in, please, because this radio station is an institution that you do not want to lose.
17 years.
17 years of
what I was told.
On a shoestring budget with all volunteers. And really, radio stations are expensive. Let's face it, you know?
All this stuff is like voluntary in nature.
That's right. Eighty some DJs is what it used to be that come up here and share their style.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what it used to be. I don't know what it is now.
Wow.
But I remember that. It was like 80, 83. So.
I heard 100 thrown out.
It could be. This is old data, see?
Yeah.
Here it is, 5:30. This is Kauai Earth Connection. This is KKCR Honolulu, KAQA, Kilauea. And in a half hour, can you dig a jazz or jazz with John? Which one we got? Can you dig a jazz with Cousin Rich? Thomas is going to cover it. There we go. Shows what I know. It's going
to
be
you're volunteering on the phone level.
Oh, well, if you want
to talk to Jazz with John.
Which would be exciting, I have to say.
He's here now.
I always appreciate it. Give him a call, and he'll have a conversation with you.
Always does the county council report.
Right? Yeah.
People find that. Yeah.
And does that.
I've been hearing that. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It's quite an endeavor, and thank you for doing that for all these years. And also does a great jazz show on Tuesdays, 6 to 8, Jazz with John.
After Felicia.
Well, you know, where are you going to hear jazz on Kauai? A big urban area will have a jazz station. But a little community like this, you're not going to hear jazz unless you have a KKCR here.
That's right.
It's just the way it is. If you like jazz on the radio, you got to support KKCR.
It would be a great idea.
You know, and the Zydeco, you know, all these different genres, Hawaiian music.
Blues.
Bluegrass.
That's right. That happens every so often.
Every once in a while.
Hip-hop and funk, Friday night, you know.
They don't play hip-hop
Time Machine.
KKCR.
Yeah, they do. You should listen.
You're asleep by then.
Yeah. We're all in bed by then. But you know what? KKCR still goes. And from what I gather, I could be spreading rumors, but I think KKCR has the second largest Hawaiian music collection. Is that correct behind the Bishop Museum?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know? And KKCR plays Hawaiian music Monday through Friday from midnight till 11 o'clock.
That's right.
You know,
Hawaiian music.
That's a lot of Hawaiian music. I know a lot of the folks on the East Coast.
You know what else? There's a show that plays blues and surf music.
Yeah, that's
I listen
good
to that
one,
show.
That's
I'm always driving
one.
Home when listening to that show.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Rat on the Rock.
Yeah, Conrad. Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yes, it is.
Well,
after
then,
jazz
see with that? Where are you going to hear surf music? Where are you going
to
hear it? Come on.
826-7777. Come on, folks.
Surf 97.
Yeah. You know, and we got some Mahalo gift stuff for you. You know, $10 donation will get you a KKCR bumper sticker, and you can put it on your car if you so choose.
All right, so please support this station, guys. Send it. Okay, and those of you when you're driving in your car, as soon as you get out of your car, write, call the station.
You may want
the station.
I'd like to send out a call out to a young lady named Tammy. She's got a workshop coming up, and we did not get the time for it, but we have the date and location, which is May 22nd at the Kali'iwai Food Forest. It's a bioremediation with mushrooms.
Oh, cool.
And it is May 22nd, but we did not get the time. So please, Tammy, if you're so inclined, call us so we can help promote your community event. And it's a workshop coming up May 22nd, bioremediation with mushrooms. And maybe that's Tammy right there. Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Jazz John's racing back to the phone.
Bioremediation is an important thing for organic farmers because their soil has to be tested and tested and tested until it's free from chemicals and pesticides. And that makes it really hard to be an organic farmer because some soils are so contaminated that it takes years to clean up. And there are various ways to clean up bioremediate, and this I don't know anything about using fungus, but I know that root vegetables like potatoes are good to grow in contaminated soils because the potatoes will suck up the pesticides. And that's why it's a good idea to only eat organic potatoes, because potatoes are roots and they will suck up what's in the soil. I think this workshop would be cool for home gardeners.
This workshop, thanks to Tammy for calling back, is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's May 22nd, Kali'iwai Food Forest.
Well, good for Tammy.
Yeah, thank you so much for hosting that and calling back and letting us know 9 to 1.
Well, there's another big important environmental lawsuit going on in this. There's actually a bunch of lawsuits. You know, the Waimea
litigation
pesticide lawsuit is being settled right now,
and
they're offering people money.
And then will there be
away?
I wonder if there's a gag order. It's too bad.
Yeah,
they don't have to admit any wrongdoing, right? That's the thing.
Well, not only that, they're saying they can't sue about health effects. And almost everybody on this lawsuit who's suing for real estate damages have health issues, and that's why they really wanted to go after them.
Then they should hold firm to their guns, maybe.
Yeah,
not their guns, but maybe their health. And,
we're hoping that the attorneys stand firm and the clients don't settle, just for a few thousand bucks.
Or whatever it may be.
That wasn't the lawsuit I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay.
That was a side issue. It's Agricultural Development Corporation. Probably no one's ever even heard of it. ADC. Agricultural Development Corporation. What that is an arm of the Hawaii state government. And they control the crown lands, the lands that were taken away from the native Hawaiians and run by the state. And the Agricultural Development Corporation leases that land to farmers. And, of course, the farmers they lease it to are the big chemical companies.
Wait a minute. That seems a conflict of interest.
Well, they're the government.
Oh, right.
And
right.
So the Agricultural Development Corporation has been operating on a permit from the sugarcane companies. That is to say, they don't have a permit. And they've been running without a permit. When I say permit, this is called National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit. It's a permit to pollute. It's giving you permission to pollute the water. And when they give permission to pollute the water, they make restrictions on it. You can only pollute this much and not that much. And
never mind that it bioaccumulates, right?
Well, and they never say don't pollute. They
okay.
They don't say, oh, no, you can't pollute this.
Maybe if they could just buy a permit.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
what they've done is they've asked not to have a permit.
Oh, wow, because it's a hassle,
yeah,
I suppose, to write
a
check.
We actually covered that on the Homegrown show a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
didn't sound like a good deal.
No, it's not a good deal.
For the people, anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, The agribusiness, yeah.
Not a good deal. The government and the
but we're not
the
really the government.
Companies are right. In cahoots. So
no.
Stepped in was the Earth Justice Foundation.
Boy, those guys are great.
They're
guys
awesome.
And gals, I'm sure.
Yeah. Earth Justice Foundation has stepped in, and the Surfrider Foundation is a client, and there are a couple other clients, Pesticide Action Network.
Oh, good.
And another client whose name escapes me. But anyway, that's going good because they thought they could do it in the dark, which is how most of these things work. No one, again, I bet 90% of the listeners, maybe more, have not even heard of the ADC, the Agricultural Development Corporation. But they're a branch of the government, and the government is supposed to work in the people's interest, I thought.
Really?
I thought that was the deal, but
I
maybe
don't know,
not.
Man. They're supposed to be civil servants, yeah.
I thought that was the deal.
Yeah, I thought that was the original plan.
We'll have to look at their track record, I guess,
yeah,
to determine whether they are that or not. Kind of like the Department of Health, right?
Yeah. So the land out there on the west side is run by the ADC and the Robinsons.
Oh, okay.
And, it's not a good deal. Not a good deal.
I think the step that a lot of people are looking for is, hey, no more spraying.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! I think you get a lot of people be really happy about that.
Ja Earth and Ja Seeds! Fire, Monsanto!
Yeah, that would make it, really, come on, guys. No more spraying, okay?
Drop the mic.
Whoever thought it was a good idea to
grow
food with poison.
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall, that's her quote.
That's her quote, yeah. Whoever thought it was a good idea.
She did not think it was a good
idea. Yeah, I don't think it was a good idea.
Funny how the chemical companies are the ones that think it's a great idea.
So those of you who've never heard of the Agricultural Development Corporation, now you're smarter. Send in a check to KKCR, 826-7771.
Oh, I lost it. So,
all right.
So
you know, last couple weeks ago, some intoxicated 19-year-old went and started to beat up a pregnant monk seal in Salt Pond. And it's worthy of comment. People were shocked beyond belief that somebody would do this. And
it's happened before. This particular one just got caught on video.
Yeah, somebody videoed it, and it made the front page of the paper, and it got national coverage. It went all over the United States, and God knows how many people on Facebook read about it. And, you know, it's a real embarrassment to this island that there is so much hatred towards monk seals. I mean, you've got a whole segment, majority of the community that love these animals. And I absolutely do anything they could to make sure that they don't go extinct. And they're dropping by 4% a year. They're going right down the drain as far as extinction is concerned. But you've got a part of the community that thinks these seals are not native to Kauai, that they were brought here by Noah somehow, and that they are here just to eat the fish that the fishermen want to fish. And I'm not trying to...
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
I'll
have to mull that one over.
You know, there are fishermen that are bright and intelligent and educated and appreciate monk seals. And then there are some that just don't get it, you know, and it's like, really. So anyway, this kid got arrested, and he'll probably, you know, get in trouble. But it's really important to understand that we need to educate a certain segment of our fishing community that these guys need to share.
It seems like it.
They need to share the fish, you know.
Well, how long has the monk seal been here?
You know,
that's up for debate.
Before man.
Walter Riddy, a famous Hawaiian activist, calls monk seals more Hawaiian than Hawaiians. That they were here long before the Hawaiians. And, you know, that they weren't... A lot of older guys my age, didn't see monk seals growing here when they were young. So they figured that maybe Noah brought them in here. But the fact of the matter is that... The factory fishing boats in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands killed all the lobsters and took away the food for the monk seals out at the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. And they had to come here to get food. And that's why they migrated here. They don't want to be around people. But this is where the food was, so they came.
I can relate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say thanks to Beverly. She made the choice to call KKCR and talk to Jazz with John.
Jazz with John.
She made the pledge. And thank you so much for supporting your Kauai Community Radio, Beverly. We appreciate all your support here at KKCR.
Thanks, Beverly.
And anybody else out there?
Yeah.
Who would like to do that? As of now, we are well on our way to our goal of $60,000 for our total fund drive to keep us up and running for another 6 months.
El fuego.
Thanks again, Beverly, and Uncle Omishar as well. He's also part of this this list of appreciation.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Beverly. And all of you out there who are free riders who've been listening to KKCR for years, especially those of you who will spend $100 on a restaurant meal. Send us some money. Send this station some money. Come on.
And thanks a lot for all of you folks out there that do donate to KKCR, because we wouldn't be able to come.
Years.
We wouldn't be able to come up here and do what we do without you.
Yeah. There's only so much smoke and mirrors you can do.
You know, it's really we got volunteers, but you have to pay money to. Again, the electricity is the biggest bill. I've seen the budget of this group, and electricity
is
expensive.
Well,
and you got to air condition these studios too because of the equipment. And,
right.
Yeah. So please.
But it is pleasant today in here.
It's very cold as usual.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got the ceiling in and the floor in.
That's right.
Brand new floor.
A nice donor. A nice donor.
It's going to be cozy.
Paid to redo the sound room. Thank you.
Yeah, the studio.
Did I mention that donor? I forgot who it was.
Only if you know it's okay from
no,
them.
No, I don't even.
So
I forgot the name.
No, we don't want to go there. But thank you so much because our previous foam was dusty and moldy. And
it wasn't really foam anymore.
Yeah, it was kind of a toxic environment. And so it's nice to have this nice, clean place. Well, you know.
Allegedly.
We got our money's worth out of that last foam. That was at least 7 to 10 years. I can't remember exactly. John would know, though, I'm sure, because he knows everything. No? Oh, well.
John's shaking his head.
Yeah.
And it's not up and down. Okay.
You know,
thanks for being here, John.
I just want to rattle through some things because I see we only have 12 minutes and oh my God. So there was a Earth Day at Malama Kauai, which was a good event. Last year was mostly agricultural. This year was agricultural and conservation. And I'm looking forward to them doing it every year. It was a nice event. They had panels and conservation panels and agricultural panels, and there was also the Eco Roundtable met last month too. Eco Roundtable is a networking group of all the various conservation groups around the island, and it's mainly for the leaders of the conservation groups to talk to each other and intermingle and share what they're doing with each other. There were 12 groups at the last roundtable meeting. And the one of the things that came out of it, which we'll talk about more on the next show, is RIMPAC is coming again this year. Rim of the Pacific War Games.
We're here to blow stuff up.
Yeah, they're going to drop bombs and sink ships and blow torpedoes and blast sonar and pretend killing. They're practice killing.
Yeah, because you got to be good at killing,
I
guess. I don't know, man. The RIMPAC thing is just such an atrocity, and I can't believe they even let them do it. It's like a weapons trade show.
Yeah.
What it comes down to. Here, look at the new toys we got that can kill stuff.
They have electromagnetic energy that opens garage doors in Oahu.
Oh, and here, X-Man's garage door opener has, as soon as RIMPAC. No, not anymore, thanks to RIMPAC.
Yeah, it's crazy, all the stuff they do. They do experimental things, and you know, always a bunch of whales and dolphins die every year. The Oceans for Peace Coalition is going to have their first meeting this year, preparing for RIMPAC. What is it? May 24th at the Lihue Neighborhood Center.
Next Tuesday,
yeah, at 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in RIMPAC and educating the public about Oceans for Peace, May 24th, 6 o'clock, Lihue Neighborhood Center. Okay, let's just crank through some of this stuff.
I want to say, Can You Dig It Jazz is 11 minutes away. Stick around for that, folks.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a great show, as it always is.
And support that show, too, 826-7771.
You could be like Beverly or Uncle Olmstead.
Yeah. Okay, the Surfrider Foundation has another program. If you're interested, they're looking for volunteers. It's called Ocean Friendly Restaurants.
They have right. Ocean. Thomas is coming in for Cousin Rich.
Sorry. Right.
I was even told that earlier, but attention deficit disorder.
You won't hear jazz on mainstream radio. Yeah. Ocean Friendly Restaurants is a program to certify restaurants for doing the right thing. And that you'll hear more of on new shows.
Hey, what's this about styrofoam legislation? What's that about?
Looks like the styrofoam law, anti-styrofoam law on the Big Island got shot down.
Really? What was their excuse?
The plastic companies came and lobbied hard, is what happened. That's what we heard.
But what could they say that would... I mean,
it's cheaper.
How long does styrofoam last?
It's forever.
Forever.
It never goes away.
And forever is a mighty long time, and I'm here to tell you.
Birds eat it, fish eat it.
The afterworld.
You know, it's just awful. So, Mason Chalk, our councilman, has legislation drafted already.
Good.
And
let's not be swayed by the lobbyists of the plastic industry.
You know,
don't take a bribe.
Surfrider Foundation party, on our 10th anniversary party, Gary Hooser said that he and Joanne Yukimura and Mason Chalk support this legislation. So there needs to be one more vote on the council to get this through.
That should be easy enough. There's other council members who say they love Kauai.
Kipukai Kaʻalii is probably our best bet. If you see him and walk into him in the street, ask him how he feels about styrofoam. See if he likes it. I think he's our guy. He's their guy to support on this,
Let's hope. Kilauea became the Kauai's first styrofoam-free town. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
How long styrofoam last again on this
forever.
Planet?
There's nothing that degrades plastic yet. One of these days, a bacteria will evolve that will eat plastic. But right now, all the plastic that's ever been made is still on the earth.
That's right.
It's still here, and it's in the fish, it's in the algae, it's in the cows, it's everywhere.
It's in my soil, man. The pineapple industry left their mark of all my soil.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with plastic things that last a long time. It's the single-use plastic that we have to get it out of the world. Get it out, you know?
Like straws. Wouldn't that be cool if we get rid of straws?
Forks, plates,
everywhere.
All those packages, those things that come from...
Plate lunch.
Yeah. And the worst plastic, which the styrofoam bill is not going after, is the stuff that comes in packaging.
Oh, that stuff.
That's a nightmare.
That real
bubble wrap.
Aren't surfboards made out of styrofoam? Has Surfrider done anything about this?
Surfrider has not come out against plastic. It's come out against single-use plastic.
Okay.
And you know, look at your car. It's made full of plastic, and it's better because of it, because it's lighter and more fuel efficient.
And it'll last for how long?
Forever.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe not the car, but the parts will.
Well, after it rots, it'll continue to break down.
It'll just break down, and then it'll join that gyre that Charlie Moore talked about.
Yeah, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. You know, well, again, we could go on and on, but we've got to crank through. 826-7771.
4 minutes, and I'd like to talk about it. Finish up.
Okay.
I got a lost pet that I want to make sure finds its way back home.
Tulsi Gabbard called people to tell them that they need to worry about dengue and Zika virus. And I think on the last show we talked about
We did talk about that.
The cure for dengue and Zika virus is to kill mosquitoes, which the way they kill mosquitoes is to spray the world with poison.
That's what the poison people want to do.
The poison people want to cure us from dengue fever and Zika virus. If you have dengue fever or Zika virus, you probably didn't even know you were sick. It's a mild, flu-like illness. It's not serious. Yeah, it's true that some few people who have Zika virus may have birth defects, maybe. But this is a mild flu-like illness. It's not dangerous.
You mean I shouldn't be totally paranoid and scared?
Well, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, who has really taken some good stands on some important issues, has really gone off the rail on this one. I'm really sorry that there's this hysteria, because it's just a way to promote poisons. Okay, couple quick important announcements. I want to announce the Surfrider Foundation is doing a cleanup at the Rock Quarry. They do a cleanup 4 or 5 times a month, but this one's at 9 o'clock in the morning on May 17th.
May 17th, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's those are not well attended, those kind of weekday.
But it could be tomorrow.
But tomorrow
if you
at
folks
9,
out there in Radio Land,
if you're not doing anything,
you
go out to Rock Quarry and help clean up that beach. I think there's a net there, too, that needs cleaning up. Also, Kohola Leo, Whale Voice, is having a program on May 27th at 7 o'clock at the Kapa'a Library. They do a, on the fourth Friday of every month, they do a free ocean slash whale movie every month. And this month, we're going to hear the slideshows, the slides of Kalasara, the chair of Kohala, has just returned from Antarctica last month, and she's going to show her slides on an American Cetacean Society trip to Antarctica. And this trip was filmed by National Geographic. It's going to be on television. And her slides are really cool. They're beautiful. So that's May 27th, 7 o'clock at the Kapa'a Library. And last but not least, and I'm going to keep announcing this until September, and that is the biggest environmental conservation congress in the world is going to be in Honolulu on September 1 through 10th. The World Conservation Congress. And if you're at all conservation-minded, you want to go to the first 5 days of that conference and just check it out. Leaders of countries all over the world, I'm sure our president will be there. It's a very, very important conference, and I better stop talking because we need to announce this dog.
There's a lost dog.
Lost dog.
Was lost today. And it was lost at the end of Kahili Holo Road in Kilauea. It's a German Shepherd. It's brown and black. It's a full grown, 50 to 60 pounds. It has a rope collar, but no tags. If you happen to see a dog that looks like this, you could call Robin, 634-5609. That's 634-5609 at the end of Kahili Holo Road in Kilauea.
Yeah, and that's a thing that KKCR does too, huh? We do public service things like that. It's really cool. And
right.
We just got another donation for $300. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
How about that? Wow.
So
snuck
right
up on us. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
And once again, go ahead.
Yeah, Quiet Earth Connection on the third Monday of each month. And
thanks a lot for making the trek all the way from the west side to come and do
this.
This
is Gordon Levesque, and we're always glad to do this program. It's fun, and it's important that people know what's going on. And you're not going to know what's going on unless this radio station keeps its lights on.
There you go, folks.
826-7771.
And once again, this Saturday, Kali'i Food Forest, a bioremediation dealing with mushrooms. That's 9 to 1.
9 to 1, yeah, bioremediation.
It's a great thing. I'm going to leave you with this, folks, and Thomas is coming up next with Can You Dig It Jazz? Good night.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.